We are utilizing the power of Amazon, being the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to online marketing, online sales in the United States, right? We're utilizing the leverage of the customers that are there by putting things out in front of the customers that already exist, willingly to give Amazon their share, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, taking that profit and then, you know, exponentially growing it over time.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with yet another episode today. And man, I gotta tell you, I think, Dave, you like fighting me. Because he's back in this. This is like your fifth or sixth episode. I don't know. We just have you back a lot.
This is like a natural place to be in this room. So I'm,
And he keeps showing up in person. This guy, he wants to fight in person.
Because I usually win. And so I like to see your reaction when I win.
That's true. It's awesome. Well, listen, today we're going to talk about how you can generate $10,500 a month in the world's number one marketplace with about 10 hours a week. This is pretty epic stuff. How many of you would love to do that? Well, we're going to get into the details, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm telling you right now, I have done this model myself in the past. I have watched our guest Dave Kettner doing this for years. That's actually how we became friends. It was we connected around this business model initially. But before we get started with that, you know what to do. Learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Make sure you are part of the revolution. 500,000 different members now all over the world. Go join us. It's free. Number two, AnikPodcast.com for binge listening to all of our episodes, A-N-I-K-Podcast.com. And number three, if you're on YouTube right now, you got to hit subscribe. You got to leave a comment. You got to hit the thumbs up icon. You got to take the share link and you got to send it to everybody. Spread the message about the fighting entrepreneur. All right, let's get more and more people into this amazing podcast. I'm going to go right into it at this point. Dave, you are a recurring guest, a great friend. We publish you here at Learn. We've changed lives together of so many students who've been able to have results. And, you know, you continue to innovate. I think the last time, and I continue to hold on to this, the last time I introduced you, I said, you know, I teach, find a model that works and just do it. Don't reinvent the wheel. And I was joking. I'm like, Dave was out of school that day. When I taught that, because Dave likes to go and constantly reinvent the wheel and find new strategies. That's awesome. You're innovative. We need those people so that they can take my advice and copy what you do. The best thing, though, is also you let people copy what you do and you show you're transparent. I think one of your biggest businesses that you have built, that you've been running for years and that you've had, you know, massive success with, is by selling private label products on the world's number one marketplace, where, let's just be out with it, it's Amazon. I mean, and so congrats to you, first of all, on your success. And the other thing I always like to highlight about Dave, which just makes him so unique in our industry, is your background's a teacher, right? So he loves teaching. It comes from his heart. I constantly see you in our forums, in our groups. You're live, you're working with students, you're responding to them. So today we're going to talk about a model that you and I had done a podcast episode about a long time ago, and I'm kind of curious to see how it's evolved. But before we do that, real quick, everybody, we're doing a workshop. Dave and I are doing an amazing workshop. Learn.com, LURN.com/AMZ. A as in apple, M as in mango, and Z as in zebra, AMZ. Here's the thing. You may have already signed up for the workshop and you're actually listening to this podcast as part of your homework before you attend the workshop. So either case, awesome. Make sure you finish listening to it all the way through. All right, Dave, I got to tell you, you can't escape the oath, though, even though you've taken this like three or four times. I trust you and I believe you, but we still got to do it. All right. I, Dave Kettner.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal my Amazon secrets. Sweet. All right. It's funny. As soon as you put your hand up, I heard the camera clicking. There's pictures. And it felt like I was in a courtroom. Wow. It felt like Dave's on trial and all the cameras are going off.
It's good that we feel like it and not actually there.
Yes. No, this is awesome. Dave, so let's start right off. And let's just talk about this business model. Well, first of all, you know, this is something that works year round. I know you talk about Amazon. I spend way too much money on Amazon. I mean, my boxes, my biggest problem right now in my life is Amazon needs to come up with a service where they'll come back and get your boxes. Like, or like unpack for you. Like they'll walk into the door, like take the stuff out, take the box and leave with it. Because so I'm a big believer because I'm a big consumer and I believe that even with the recent pandemic and all these things, it's only propelled Amazon to new heights, is my guess.
That's true.
You tell us, talk about this business model. How's it been going? What's going on? And, you know, then we'll start to pick apart and ask some questions.
Yeah, definitely. No, it just, it continues to grow. I mean, we were just looking at some stats here before we recorded this, started recording here this podcast. And Amazon last Christmas, and we're talking about Christmas, so I'm not sure when people are watching this, but yeah. At Christmas of 2020, it was a 50% growth from the Christmas of 2019. Well, wow. And those are record-setting Christmases, right? So 50%, can you imagine 50% growth? It's just incredible.
When they're doing billions, I mean, 50% is insane.
Exactly. It's normal, great growth, but we're already talking about you're already there, right? And in fact, being already there, Amazon is 50% plus of the online market space, right? It's in the United States, 50% more, you know, than it was, more than it was before, but it continues to be at least half, more than half of all the sales are happening online in the United States is on Amazon.
Okay, so of all the sales that take place in the US online, you're saying more than half of them. So for every dollar being spent on the internet,
50 cents
is going to Amazon?
Well, it's spent on Amazon, but that's correct.
Yeah. Well, it's spent, so, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow. And the reason why I say spent is because there's sellers like myself that partner with Amazon, which is what we're gonna be talking about here. Yeah. And if they didn't have the private label seller, there would be 50% less, because over 50% is actually from private label sellers.
So,
like myself.
So I want to talk about that real quick, because this is something that when I was first learning about, I was surprised. We never think about what happens. We go to Amazon, we just hit the buy button, right? But we don't realize, we think Amazon owns and has all the millions of products on Amazon. And I remember years ago when I realized, oh my God, and that was when I realized Jeff Bezos is brilliant, is that it's really just a website where people come and list stuff. It's just the experience they've created, you feel like you're buying from Amazon, but it's actually people like yourself that have sent the product that's stored there, and Amazon would do all the hard work. They'll do the payment processing, they'll pay you, they'll do the shipping, they'll do the warehousing, they'll do all of that. But technically, that's why they have millions of products. And that's why the prices are always the lowest, because people are all competing with each other for the listing. And so that's how someone like yourself works with Amazon, is you list your products there. And someone buying your product may have no clue they're buying from a Dave Kettner.
Right. And Amazon's kind of been making it so it's more just Amazon, right? They've made it just because their site.
Yeah.
Now, they own the traffic. It's their site. So we are partnering with them. Mm. And you know, it works out great. It's a win for both parties. I would say it's a win across the board. So we say it's a win-win-win, right? It's a win for Amazon. Mm. Great business model, like you just said. It's a win for us as sellers, because we are making a significant amount of money based on leveraging the power of Amazon. And it's a win for the customers, because they're getting a great product. They're getting it fast. I mean, I don't know about you, but I love getting things sometimes same day. Like, I'll order something and it's there in hours.
You know what?
You know, you can't beat it.
Andrea and I had a conversation this morning with someone random. I don't know how the conversation went this route. It went to his kids, and now he's frustrated with kids. And his biggest frustration is his kids are trained by Amazon to expect things to happen instantly or within a day, and then the package doesn't arrive, they throw tantrums. It was such a crazy conversation, me thinking, because I knew I'm coming to do this podcast with you, I was like, man, Amazon, Apple, like, they've changed the perspective of our youth. They don't know the fact that we used to have to get in a car and drive places to buy stuff.
Right? Or have to wait, you know.
Or wait a week,
You know,
and
maybe
paper shipping.
You're ordering something that's not even manufactured yet.
Yeah.
Right? You have to get it created, you know. So, yeah, it's I totally agree with you.
So the business model is you find a product, you private label it. We'll talk about all of this and what that means. Ship it over to Amazon. They warehouse it. They list. Then you create a listing and they start selling it for you and shipping it for you and everything. Let's break it down. So we'll eventually come to the breakdown of how to get to 10,500, like how that number is so specific. But what's private labeling? Walk me through, like, at a high level. Like, here's Dave Kettner. He wants to, you know, let's say today everything got wiped out. And you're like, you're Dave Kettner. You got to start on Amazon again.
Yeah.
The only thing you know, the only thing you have is your knowledge.
Right.
What would you do? What are the steps that you'd be going?
Well, the whole thing about private label is you taking ownership of a product or a brand. All right. So, I mean, we have a mug right here, but let me do a totally different example here. Here's an eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this eraser here has the name on it, Global Industrial. So it says Global.
Yeah.
Global's the brand.
Yeah.
All right. Did you buy this?
Yeah, I mean, I bought it.
All right, someone in the office bought it, but did you go looking for Global Eraser?
No.
No, so this is something that we could brand ourselves. So it could be, you know, learn you know, learns Eraser, right? You maybe, you know, you could do that. I mean, I'm not sure if it's a good product to do or not, but
don't give away $1 million ideas.
You know, this is something that's very generic, easy to make, mm-hmm. right? We don't have to make too much changes for it. So it's more about just putting a name on there, a brand name and a logo, and making it look, you know, some good information on there, like your details or whatever. But that's what we do. So we actually have our own brand. We have our own name brand that we create ourselves. We put that onto our products, and then we market it ourselves. Now, we do try to make changes. I mean, there's more that goes into it than just that. But the private label is that you actually find products that are not a normal idea. Like, if you're going out there buying toilet paper, you might have a name brand, right, mm-hmm. for that. You're like, hey, I know that brand of Charmin's really comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to get Charmin, right? Mm-hmm. Or I know that whatever. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to an eraser, you don't think of a brand, right? So you're going to look for, you know, whiteboard dry erase marker or something like that, whiteboard dry eraser. And, you know, whatever comes up is going to come up and you're just going to buy it. You're not going to think anything of it. Mm. So that's kind of what we're talking about with this model where, you know, I might say if Learn's eraser comes up there, I'm like, oh, look at that, Learn's eraser, oh, reviews look good. All right, I'm going to get that. Right?
Wow. So you're not inventing. A lot of people think I have to invent a product. I have to go through the production cycle. I have to design it. No, these products exist. You're simply having a communication with someone to throw your logo on it, throw your brand on it.
That is one way of doing it. I like to go a little bit deeper, though, and I like to make some changes, make it better.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe with an eraser, I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't done research on this eraser. I just grabbed it, right? Yeah. So
maybe put
I don't
like
know.
A little handle on it that you can hold on to.
Exactly. You're right on.
Okay.
So if you look back, you know, the cases, you know, those iPhone cases,
yeah.
Someone came up with the idea, let me put something on the back, a little pop-up so you can hold it.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Someone came up with that idea.
Yeah.
Right? And now everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, you know, we can say, how can I make this eraser better? Maybe I can put something on it to help it erase the board better. Maybe I can make it so it lasts, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? We can do some changes to it or pair it with something else. Hey, you know, maybe I'll sell this with, you know, 5 dry erase markers.
Mm.
You know, but probably a lot of people are doing that. But I mean, you try to do something a little bit to differentiate you from the marketplace. So besides just putting your name and logo on it, we try to add some things to it. So this one might be a bit tough example but I like,
right.
You're innovative, right?
Yeah.
Putting a little thing in there to put your hands in there.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I think I don't know if that exists. You might want to look that one up.
Mine copyrighted, trademarked.
You called it.
2 of my cousins are patent attorneys, so don't you even try. All right. No. So okay. So slight modifications, but existing products. And where do you find these? Like, do you I'm gonna say China. But are there other places too? Or is China still okay? Are we still good? Are we still working with China? There's so much, you hear political stuff, but it seems like you're still in business and things are all right. So
We are still in business. We still do things from China. There is some pushback with that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of political things that are going on right now. I would like to say that there's more manufacturing that's coming in the United States. It's all about where the manufacturing is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it really comes down to the supply model. And even with China, I know that there's companies, there's manufacturers moving that are in China or have been in China or moving out to other places in Asia. Okay, they're moving to Vietnam, for example.
I've heard this a lot.
So it's wherever we can find our best deals, right? I do, being an American, I like to support USA products, right? With that said, sometimes that don't exist. I know that there is, I don't think there's any ceramic mug manufacturers in the United States.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they get the base mugs from China mainly,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's because that's where the cheapest labor is. That's where the cheapest costs are.
Yeah.
So even these are printed probably in the United States, the actual design itself. I mean, you look at the bottom products. I mean, even this eraser, I'm sure if I look on here, it's made in China, all right? A lot of things are made in China. It just happens to be what it is right now.
Sure. And by the way, I've done this, I've worked with it. It's all automated, right? So there's a site called Alibaba, which is one of them. We'll go over a lot more stuff. I think if we get into like, hey, how do you source, negotiate, get the product, that gets into detail. So we'll go over that on the workshop. So what I want to do is I do want to encourage everybody, LURN.com/AMZ. Make sure you're signed up for the workshop. If you're already signed up for the workshop, awesome. Make sure you've marked the date and time and, you know, don't be one of those people that signs up and doesn't show up. That's just, that's not devoted or dedicated at all. Make sure you're there and ready to take notes. So, okay, so let's just, for the purpose of moving this along, so we've got the product, and you'll share more of exactly how to find that product and everything on the workshop. We know where to find them.
Can I share a little bit more?
Yes, please. That? I was going to say, do you know a product is a good idea? So maybe share what you
want to
share.
Definitely. Yeah. I just want to share too about the whole, where to get the product, because I think we're getting more options from the United States, and that's one of the things I'm going to cover too, is how to source in the United States.
Okay, great.
Because things are much, much quicker. We can get things, and even if we have, sometimes it's even, I don't mind paying an extra dollar or two, like even this mug right here. I actually am able to supply mugs like this for an extra $1.50, right? But I work that into my selling price, and now not only am I supporting U.S. corporations and manufacturers, I'm able to get things into the model much quicker. All right, so we do have options.
Faster, yeah.
I will cover many different angles, just so you know. So I want to hit that.
And I do, because a lot of people watching maybe are not from America and couldn't, they don't have that patriotic value there. But if you're selling to Americans, one thing to know is that if you source it from America, it's going to get done like in half the time, if not less, because you have a lot less transportation and all of that.
And also too, that since we're selling on .com in the USA, when you can put something in there made in the USA right on your listing, your item's gonna be much more popular, because there's a lot of people in the United States that are buying. Wow. So even if you are in whatever country, because this model could be done from anywhere in the world, but we're gonna be selling on the UnitedStates.com, right? Because that's where there's so much traffic, and this is where we can make this happen fast. The buyers, so think of the buyers. The customers, if you can put a little flag on there that says made in the USA, you're going to stand out, because most of the sellers are probably still supplying from outside the United States. So you will stand out with that as well.
He's giving away a lot of tricks and secrets there. That's a great tip. Made in the USA will actually make your product sell better. All right. Real quick, at a high level, what are some metrics you look to search for a product? Like, we're going back to the scenario. Dave only got his knowledge, lost everything. He's starting back on Amazon. What are you looking for?
Right. Yeah. So obviously, when you think of Amazon, it's a huge marketplace, right? And people will say, hey, I've tried Amazon. There's a lot of competition out there. I've failed. There could be people watching and say, I've been there, done that. I failed on this model. Well, you might not have done it correctly, because you're missing out some of the specifics here that we're talking about. There's really a sweet spot that we like to talk about that I teach with this Amazon model, and most people are not focusing on that sweet spot. People will see what people are making on Amazon, because we have so many different software now. There's all these third party companies that they saw there was a gold rush and they started sending out the shovels, right? Right, because they're providing the shovels to help us dig for that Amazon gold, basically.
Yeah.
And so they're out there going out and giving us this to see what these products are selling. And we can say, wow, this product here and this product here is doing $100,000 a month, $250,000 a month, one product. Yeah. And you're like, woo, you start salivating, and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that too. If I can just get 1% of that even, right? Yeah. Or if I can just get 2% of that. Well, it doesn't work like that, because it is very hard to get 1% of that. So all these people are going after these higher-end products, or higher-end, I should say higher-end, because that makes it sound like it's premium, but they're going after these higher opportunities, I should say, and they fail, because you're going after established brands, you're going after established products, and it's difficult to compete with that. But the sweet spot that I like to say is focused somewhere much lower than that, where it's off people's radar, and it's easier for us to come in. It's easier for me to teach a new seller with a brand new account to come in and take over some of these product areas that are, they're taking.
It's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like, I can't think of the word, but basically you're laying low. You're staying under the radar. Under the radar. It's almost a little sneaky, but it's the exact opposite of what most people would think, right? I see the claims all the time. I make $100,000 a month on Amazon with this product or whatever. And it's like, well, great. But so do 800,000 other people. But if you just get below that radar level, that's amazing. Now, I know specifically that on the workshop, we talk a lot about this. This was actually part of the workshop that really caught my attention. It's just what I call opposite thinking. And it's one of those moments, right? Where you're like, I never thought about it. You'd rather have 5 or 6 products doing really well rather than having one product doing stellar. Right? Because the stellar one, you've got 50 people coming for you. And if you lose it, you lost everything. But still, so talk to me a little bit about the actual products. Are we looking for, like, when you start searching, is there some, like, size, price, you know?
And that's a whole thing in itself. You're right. Yeah. So I like to focus, because, again, it's a sweet spot in that as well. Mm-hmm. I like to find things that are, and it doesn't mean that you have to stay in this area, but I like it, and you'll understand why here, man. I like things that are small and light, all right? Why? Well, it's all to do with shipping back and forth, right? So if you are supplying from China, to have something that is small and light is not going to cost you that much to ship it here. Yeah. So these mugs, for example, one of the things I do sell on my private label business is mugs, right? And mugs, we ship these in cases of either 24 or 36 in a box, right? And by the time that I get it shipped from China all the way directly to Amazon, for example, it might cost me, I think it's $1 a mug. All right, so in shipping, that's not that much. All right, a lot of my product, and the only reason why it's $1 is because we have to pack it so well because it's breakable. All right, a lot of times I'll tell people, that's another thing I like to say, is if you can do things that are not breakable, then that's better. All right, with that said, in the past I used to say that stay away from breakable. Now I say, you know what, now I'm doing some breakable stuff. Okay. You might have some issues with that, but hey, some of the issues you're going to have are going to outweigh the profits that can come with it. So now I say, okay, don't stay away from breakable, but that's a good thing to do. So if you can stay away from breakable, it helps. Mm-hmm. So light, small, if you can do non-breakable. I like to do things that aren't complex, right? Because like you just said about Amazon, if you get something in Amazon and it is difficult for you to put together, or there's lots of pieces, or it's complicated, what's one of the first things you're going to say?
Return.
Pick it back up. Yeah. This is too hard. Yeah. This looked like it was so easy and I didn't realize there's all these different things. Oh yeah, reviews are bad. Yeah, reviews can kill you too. Yeah. But so things that aren't as complicated, because there's so many different things that you can sell opportunity-wise that you don't even need to do these things. Yeah. Now with that said, I know people that are selling really well large items. I know people that sell over, you know, size and heavy items, and they do the great way. And they do perfect. I know people that sell, you know, puzzle pieces, you know, puzzle boxes, or, you know, things like where you put the things together with
Legos.
It's like Legos, but it's I can't think of
the metal pieces.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
like a Rector set, I think I'm trying to say.
Okay,
and they do great. Yeah. You know, but if you have people, they have 30 days to return it with Amazon, and they start losing pieces, whatever, they might send it back. And be like, we lost the pieces. Send it back. We still got a return period, right? So, I like to stay away from apparel. A lot of times, women like to order, you know, 3 to 5 of the same product, knowing that they're going to send them all back but one.
That's messed up.
Okay. Yeah. They do it because Amazon provides you, you know, free return shipping. And guess who's taking the hit on that?
Yeah.
The sellers. Right? Yeah. So whenever we can make it that is just kind of like a no-brainer, non-sexy item, easy to sell, easy to be like give as a gift is always a good one too, because that you don't get many returns on that, the better. All right. So the more complications we can cut out of this model, the easier it becomes for us.
Love it. All right. We are, again, you know, in the interest of keeping this to about 30 minutes, I'm trying to give everyone a crash course on the podcast. Typically, when we have a workshop that follows the podcast, I try to give crash course on the podcast because we're going to go into visuals in great detail. So if you want to actually see Dave out there researching products, seeing products, evaluating them, saying this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad, come to the webinar, learn.com/AMZ. And if you've already registered, then he'll go over it. All right, so products, there is an elephant in the room. We're gonna answer it, and I really want to speak to everybody about this. And that is, you know, this is not print on demand. There is some inventory that needs to be purchased. These are physical products. They need to be purchased beforehand and shipped and sent to Amazon and warehoused. You know, that can make people anxious. But at the same time, if you're looking at, I just want to put a disclaimer out there. So let's just be really honest and upfront with each other. If you're looking at the Amazon business model, if you're looking at doing this, it's amazing. It's wonderful. I've made a lot of money with it. It's great. I can speak to it. But if you're dead broke, if you're in a place where you're like, I don't got $50 to my name, then I want to tell you, first of all, that's a problem for you in any business you're going to try to start. Okay. I always say that's the worst time to start a business is when you're dead broke. I also don't believe most people are dead broke. I think 95% of people who think they're dead broke are actually not. They're just not out there making it happen. There's a lot of waste now to get that cash coming in. But having said that, yes, there is some inventory to buy. Let's talk a little bit about that. How many pieces? So if I come to you, look, picking on the eraser again, I'm like, Dave,
sure.
You know, I got this eraser. I want to launch it. How many pieces of that eraser do I need to have ready to go? warehouse? Is there a sweet inventory number or what, a dollar number? Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, so I always like to keep the inventory, the first order of the inventory, as low as possible.
Okay.
For obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. We don't want to put people out that much, because in all reality, you don't really need to start with more than 200 of these.
Wow.
Okay. What I would recommend, though, is you do something this small and this cheap. We can probably get that for a dollar, less than a dollar, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I would go up to 500 on that one. Mm-hmm. Now, because we're talking about an order here with the shipping, with 500 of those, it's probably going to be $1,000.
Yeah.
Now, $1,000, so you might be like, holy cow, he's $1,000. But you are investing in a product that you own, mm-hmm. that you can sell for much more than you paid for it.
Much more.
Okay,
yeah.
So sometimes people would think about, well, it's $1,000. Oh, what if I lost that $1,000? Well, you're not going to lose that $1,000 because you have 500 erasers.
You have an asset
exactly.
that carries that value. You're not it's not like it's just washing away.
Even if you find out that this is not going to work, right? And if we do everything correctly, you're going to see that you're going to have more successes than not. Okay, yeah. But there's going to be times that you're not going to succeed. We could still unload that, even at a profit, by discounting sales so cheap that people are like, I'll buy that up right away. And now you're going to still have more money coming in than what you purchased for it. So you're right. It's an investment in an asset.
It's just a funny story. I had this happen with a product that I had listed on Amazon. And I don't mind sharing it now, because Amazon, it was one of those products that was making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And it got, people came in. So I had a product. It was an HD antenna. And this is a few years ago, and it was awesome. Like, it was small, light, not breakable, not complex, not expensive at all. And I listed it, and it was selling like really well. And then, back then there were some issues that aren't really as much of an issue. Now Amazon's resolved this, a couple things happened. So I just decided, I was like, I had other products I was really excited about. So I was like, I want to get out of this one. There's just too many people coming into this thing. And, I discounted the price like pretty significantly by 30%, 30%. I had like 600 units. Dave, they were gone in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
And I used to sell an average of only 30, 40 a day. Just by that. And you know what was crazy? I offloaded it on a profit. I didn't make a ridiculous profit. Most of my profit was gone, but I still made a profit. And I sat there thinking, well, crap. If I knew this, I'd have been doing this all along and just made up for it in volume. Yeah. But you're right. My worst, and I had done multiple ones, and my worst one, I actually still profited on, because even I was able to offload it even really cheap. I have a question. You hit this question, and I know that people will ask success rate of picking products. So obviously it takes time and all of that, but one of the benefits of having someone like you in the back corner watching over is, what is your success rate average right now? Like, if you have an idea, what are you looking at?
That's a good question.
You've been doing it for a few years, so I want to put that out there.
I'm thinking, I don't know the actual number,
but
I know that we still discontinue products, mm-hmm. right? And just so you guys know, I mean, it's not, so when I say success rate, it's not gonna be that, I think it's gonna be like 7 out of 10. So I'm gonna say it's 70%.
Wow.
So of that 30%, it's not like that 30% failed.
Yeah.
Okay? It's just that the 30% is not making me enough profit. The turn rate isn't fast enough. And I'd rather put that money of stock into other ones that can. So I like a churn rate of over 6 times a year, whereas all the stock I'm ordering is selling out in 2 months.
Mm.
All right, so I'm reordering. So we look at, we want to talk numbers. We talk ROI, return on investment. Right, if I can have $10,000 churn 6 times in a year, how is that for an investment?
That's great. Yeah.
So I think I like to think of this business as it is your best investment you could possibly do, more than a business model. Because, well, it's both, really. Because what you're doing is you're taking your money, you're putting it somewhere that it's going to double every, whatever, every, it's going to do a little more than double, because our net that we're looking at is about 35%, all right, in this wow. business. So we are utilizing the power of Amazon, being the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to online marketing, online sales in the United States, right? We're utilizing the leverage of the customers that are there by putting things out in front of the customers that already exist, mm-hmm. very willing to give Amazon their share, because we wouldn't be able to doing this without them, right? Taking that profit and then, exponentially growing it over time.
So I want to break this down for everybody, because I feel like some people probably are going to be, I know what you were saying, but this is a new concept. Turning the same money. Okay, I'll visualize it out. So $10,000. What Dave is saying is, let's say, first of all, you do not need $10,000 to start. So I almost feel like I have to, like, students hear stuff and then they run. It's just a, let's just start with $1,000.
Sure.
I don't want people freaking out. $1,000 is, let's just say, what was invested, right? Well, what he means by that is that $1,000 goes out, product comes in, goes to Amazon, sells, and you end up collecting, let's say, $1,300 back net. So you made 30% profit because, you know, you got to pay Amazon, you got to pay for cost of product, you got $300 profit, that puts you at 30% profit margin. Dave mentioned 35% is what he's shooting for. So let's say you're at 30% even Steven numbers. But that's back and in your pocket in 2 months. So you actually made $300 profit in 60 days. You made a 30% return on your capital in 60 days. If you put that same $1,000 into a mutual fund, you're looking at, I mean, people get ecstatic when a mutual fund pays 10% a year. Granted, I get all that. It's not apples to apples. It's a different investment vehicle. I know, I'm just giving you an example. So here I put $1,000 in, I get $1,300 back out. 2 months later, what you're saying is I can put, because that money got back in your pocket, you'd buy again. So you buy another $1,000, or maybe you up it, but you buy another $1,000. So what Dave likes to see is products that come and go so that he can take that same $1,000 and repeat it multiple times. In this case, Dave, you would have repeated it 6 times because every 2 months. So the same $1,000 is going in and out, in and out, in and out. And every time it's going in and out, it's made him $300. So 300 times 6 is $1,800 in profit. So if a product is taking 4 months, Dave's like, oh, it's not that it's a failure. It's still profitable. But hey, that money is better invested here. That's just like saying, hey, if a stock makes you 30% a year versus a stock makes you 10%, which one are you going to want to be putting your money in? You're going to want to put it in the one that makes the more percentage. So that's a pretty advanced tip, by the way. Like that's up there. I don't mean to confuse people,
but thanks for, you broke it down really nicely.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure everyone understood. That's a really smart concept though, how to think about
it. It becomes your own money machine.
Yeah.
All right, because you're exactly right. It's the difference between a passive income and having a business to work for a little bit. With that said, you can, you know, once you get products that are moving like that, it's just a matter of getting the supply. So you're just, it becomes kind of easy to keep up with it because you already have a product rolling, it's going, now you just have to keep on getting the inventory, put it in there.
Yeah.
So, and then you just, what's great about this business model and why I said it's a cash machine, not only because you have that one product that's rolling for you, but then what are you going to do after that? Once you have something that's working, you have that knowledge, like you said, let's just download Dave's mind and see, you know, how would he do this? Now, once you have that knowledge yourself and you know how to do this model and you have a cash machine on one product, what are you going to do? If you want more money. You do it over and over again.
Do it again and again.
Right? And so that's what I do. You said I've been doing this business for a long time. The private label model coming up in the fall of 2021, it's going to be 8 years I've been doing this. I've been selling on Amazon since 2009. Okay? Wow. But that's all we do, is we continue to build these cash machine model products, and we just keep bringing more and more out. All right. You asked about, we're originally this brought up from, you know, how much we need to order. You know, for these mugs, you know, same thing, even though it's a little heavier, I would still bring out, you know, about 200. In fact, Amazon just recently changed this, but they used to limit us with a brand new product that you can only put 200 pieces of a new product into stock when you launch it, because there's no history there. They don't want you to keep extra inventory that's not selling. They're not a warehouse per se. They are a company that wants to sell things, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to be known for a place to go store stuff. So they only limit you, well, they used to limit you 200, but they still recommend 200. And the reason is because once we have 200, we'll know if we can get this product moving to want to continue with it, and we'll have time to get more stock back into with it. So, but with that, if I would still buy for 500, because 500, then I'd have 300 ready to go as those start selling. Same thing with the erasers.
Yeah, especially if it's not that expensive. So going back again, what Dave's doing is 70% of the products he's selecting at this point are ones that he's like, yep, I'm in, let's scale this thing. The other 30%, most of them are just, yeah, it's good, but not good enough. And I think that when you're first starting a business, there is no such thing as, hey, it's not good enough. Hey, we'll take whatever is working. So that's important to know, because his selection models are getting pretty solidified. All right, we're going to start kind of closing things up. There's a lot more that we have to discuss, but guys, we can't do it all on one podcast. So what I do want to invite you to do is come join us at learn.com/AMZ, all right? AMZ for Amazon. And Dave's going to interactively go through this. We have a really cool presentation. And then, yes, there is an ability. You have the ability to work with Dave. So at the very end of it, if you're like, you know what? I love this. I'm in. I want to do this business model. Don't do it alone. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to risk a lot of money. Do it inside the family that Dave leads, because then you have him as your coach and helping you. But that's for you to decide after the workshop's over. That's your decision. Real quick, just for like a minute or two, the next big thing that comes up. So if we're summarizing, found a product, got it, sent it to Amazon, it's listed, you create a listing. Now, the other thing is, a lot of people out there, because it sounds sexy, they're like, oh, that's it, just list it, and Amazon will send you boku bouts of traffic for free. And I remember kind of you had that reaction, the same snicker that you have right now, where you're like, that doesn't work. But at the same time, Amazon has a traffic system built in that if people choose to, they can deploy. So just, you know, I know people are thinking, okay, great, I listed it. Now how the heck do I sell it? It's a really high level, quick 2 minute, and you know, how does traffic work?
And that's a really important, it's hard to do that in a minute or two, but I'll do my best here. Yeah. The launch process of getting things going in this business model is so important. Because like you said, you're going to put something on Amazon, it's not just going to sell. Back in the day, it did.
Yeah.
But we're not back in the day.
Yeah.
We're in 2021 as we're recording this right now. But we teach specifically how to go through and use Amazon's. They have paid traffic. Mm-hmm. That they can, and it's the most effective paid traffic you're ever going to have, because you're putting the buyers are there and you're putting your product up in front of those buyers.
Mm.
Okay, so you have high conversion rates, and it's going. Once you have an ad start going, you're not paying for the ads. You're making profit on the ads,
yeah.
Right? And then it's going to help you get things organically ranking. We do have a launch process that we follow too that is very specific, and we'll go over this on the training as you were mentioning there. And it's very different than what other people talk about. It makes it so Amazon says, oh, okay, check this product out. Whereas Amazon sometimes people do launch models where they say, oh, this is just someone trying to launch their product.
Yeah.
We're not gonna just put it up there. The ways that we do it, we will get it up there, and we'll get the stick, as we like to say, with organic rankings. Because I always say that the holy grail of Amazon is getting organically ranked for your main targeted keywords. The holy grail.
I have to say this. So this I'm gonna save for the workshop, because you're right, we can't cover it too quickly. The launch process Dave uses is freaking brilliant. There's a lot of elements on Amazon that impact your ability to get a product selling. It's not just listing and a price. It's everything from the reviews, the volume of sales, how quickly they come in, how they come in. But like you just said, you want to get yourself ranked for the word. So because people don't go to Amazon and say, hey, I'm looking for something, I'm looking for an eraser from Learn. Usually they just type an eraser, or they type in some term that gets there. Dave, on this workshop, we're going to go over the business model. You're going to share how it works, how to source products, find products. You're going to share how to launch products, how to get them working. And at the very end of it, also, you're going to share an opportunity for people to just work more intently with you. Anything else you want to say about this workshop? Learn.com/AMZ, by the way, LURN. And the URL, if you're on YouTube, it should be in the description as well. But yeah, just kind of some words about what to expect about the workshop.
Yeah, well, first of all, for who this is. Yep. I mean, this is really for everyone that's been out there. Mm-hmm. And even if you have maybe even done the Amazon business, or you've gotten a course from someone else before in the past, do know that this is something that works, and it works now. This isn't like past stuff.
Mm.
I am doing, that's another thing. I do this business. This is my full-time gig. Is my and my wife, we have our own private label business. We have our own team of people, and I don't want that to scare you. We've been doing this for many years. This is where our income comes from. This is how we've built our generational wealth, and I want that for other people. And that's where my teacher side comes in. I want to teach people how to do that. So even if you think that this model doesn't work, or you've seen it before, or you've even tried it, be on this workshop, because I'm going to blow your mind, because I'm going to teach you things that you thought maybe you knew, and it's going to be totally different, and it's going to show you how this model can succeed if you do it correctly.
It's very different. Can I just make sure I really highlight that, everybody? I cannot stress it. I'm in this industry. I see things all the time, and usually, I hate to say this, and I don't mean to make a dig at anybody, 9 out of 10 times, the people that are out there selling you the courses on how to do Amazon are not doing Amazon. This is behind the scenes knowledge I have. I know people, okay? He is. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's hard to get his attention to come do these trainings because he's actually building his business and he's busy doing it. So, and your systems are different. You're upfront, you're honest. Like I said, when I was like, oh, you know, Amazon traffic is free. You see the snicker come on his face where he's like, that's not true. And I love that about Dave because he's never going to give you something that's fluffy or just sounds good. So learn.com/AMZ. You get more of him. You can learn exactly what's going on. And hey, worst case, you attend a workshop, you walk away smarter. You should always be taking in knowledge. You should always be opening doors to opportunities. You never know which one's the door that you've been wanting to walk through your whole life. So right now, all I'm asking you to do is come watch us for 90 minutes, all right? Watch Dave for 90 minutes, LURN.com/AMZ. Also, learn.com. Make sure you're a member of our amazing community. And onicpodcast.com to continue binge listening. Hit subscribe below. Click subscribe right now. If you're on YouTube, if you're on iTunes or any other place, please go leave us an awesome review so we can get this podcast climb in the rankings. Dave, I'm looking forward to it, man.
I want to share one more thing.
Yeah, go
and
for
it. This is something that, because you know, maybe people have seen stuff we've done before in the past or like, oh yeah, I remember that guy, Dave. You know, he started teaching these things in, you know, 14, 15.
Yeah, it's been
a long time ago. This month, June, as we're recording this, we're in June of 2021. This is going to be our best, I say ours, my wife and I, our business is going to do the most it's ever had this month.
Wow.
What does that say? That
it's growing.
It's growing. Yeah, and it's growing because what I teach works now. All right? And that's what you guys want to be on this call for. That's why you want to go to that training, because that training, I'm going to show you the stuff that is getting our business the best it ever has. All right? And that's even in 2016 through 18, we totally changed our brand over and turned it over to something totally different now. Mm-hmm. And we dropped it all the way down and built it all the way back up. And then we even sold a brand, I think it was like a year and a half ago or something like that. So no, you want to learn this stuff because this is not something that I just did 5 years ago, 6 years ago that was working then. This is what's working now and it's totally changed.
And totally changed. The opportunity continues to get bigger and bigger. Last year, Amazon's one holiday season sales, 50%. I mean, that's... Man, at that level, 50%, I don't even know how they're keeping up with that kind of growth. It's insane.
And you know, you mentioned something earlier about the pandemic, because we did go through pandemic, depending on when you're watching this, a year or more ago. Yeah. During that time, this sped up the amount of people that are shopping online, because people did not want to go to stores because you know they were worried about COVID and all that other stuff. So now it's sped up. There's more people buying online than what they even predicted it was going to be. And I don't know if you remember seeing some of those charts like this, right? Where it's just, more and more people buying online. And so it sped it up. So this is the right place at the right time to be involved there because you want to be part of that traffic. I mean, this is going on with you or are you not there, right?
Yeah.
But I can show you how to get your slices of the pie with this. And as long as you have the right training and the right systems in place, you can make it happen. But like you said, trying to do it on your own without that knowledge, good luck. It's like a minefield that you have no idea where the mines are, but I will give you the map to get around those mines so you can get to the other side. And the other side is, it could be generational income for your family.
That's awesome. Love it. All right. He means it. So make sure you signed up, LURN.com/AMZ. All right, this is Onyx and Gone, reminding you when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. We'll see you in the workshop. Go kick some butt, everybody. Go out there and fight for your dreams. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx and Gone.